我们接下来请新泽西的喜乐坡教会的陈以丽姐妹来我们分享她的见证。
Today we would like to invite Sister Claire O'Young from Hillsborough, New Jersey to give testimony.
主耶稣基督圣名，今天很高兴能够在 San Jose 这个也为大家做我自己的见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm very fortunate and very glad to be with the members of San Jose Church, and I can come to San Jose Church and be worship with everyone and bear testimony here.
感谢神的拣选，在四年前拣选了我们一家人，让我们能够接近主。
Thank God for His guidance. About 4 years ago, God had chosen us, and we came to believe in Christ.
我们原本都是外邦人的身份。
We had the status of a Gentile.
我的先生欧阳，他是因为工作的关系，认识了在伊丽莎白教会的陈信义弟兄，由他带领我们进入教会。
And my husband, Mr. Oh Young, due to his work, he actually met up with a brother from Elizabeth Church who guided him to the true Jesus Church.
一开始呢，欧阳他在听到的时候，事实上最早先，欧阳他是对所有的宗教都是采取比较排斥的心理。
At first, my husband Oh Young, he was rejecting the thought of religion.
欧阳他自己是湖南人，然后又是 O 型，所以呢，大家大概知道湖南骡子的脾气是很难让他能够采取妥协或者是认同一个想法的。
Husband, he's from the province of Hunan, and he's also with a blood type O, and so we know that this type of person actually is not compromising, and he's very stubborn.
但是在他听了一些讲道的带子，然后慢慢的产生了一些未来永生的生命有一些问题之后呢，渐渐的他开始有了不同的想法。
So after he listened to several sermon tapes, he started thinking about his life in his future life, and he had some thoughts about what his life would be in afterwards.
自从他慕道之后。大概有一年多，变得非常的有耐心，脾气也变得和善，所以我觉得这样的一个道理能够对我先生产生这么大的一个影响，我觉得这是很。
After he came to truth seek, I found that my husband is more gentle, he has more patience, and he has pretty much transformed himself. So I felt that this is very good truth. It helped him to transform himself.
所以在慕道一两年之后到了2003年的四月份，那时候我看着我先生的改变，我也跟他一起去慕道，我们就决定在四月份伊丽莎白的灵恩会的时候一起受。
So in April 2003, because I saw the many changes in my husband's transformation of his character, our whole family decided to be baptized in Elizabeth Church.
2003年四月受洗的那一年，我是43岁。
At the time when I got baptized, I was 43 years old.
那个时候我们只有一个女儿，那时候我女儿 Kim 她15岁。
At that time I had only one daughter, Kimberly, Kim, and she was old.
我一直认为我这一辈子大概就一个小孩，然后我也不打算再生了。
So I thought I would...have only one child in my life, and I don't have any plans to have more children.
那没有想到03年的四月份受洗完了，差不多过了一两个月的时候，我发现我怀孕了。
So after I got baptized, and after a couple of months after I got baptized, I discovered that I was pregnant again.
我第一个想法一定是先问欧阳，我知道我小孩跟谁生的，但是我要问他。
So I know, I had to discuss this with my husband.
我问他，你是不是跟神求了？
I asked him if he had inquired the Lord of a child.
他就笑得有点贼贼的，他就跟我说，对了，我是有这么跟神祷告。我说，当然你赐给我一个是儿子是最好，但是如果没有的话也没有关系。
So he looked at me pretty sheepishly and said that yes, I did ask God for a son, but if God doesn't give it to me, that's fine also.
这在我们家算是第一个神迹， 因为没想到神真的听了他的呼求，而且是在我们受洗没多久，所以就应允了他一个孩子。
So this is actually the first miracle in my family. He had asked God for favor, and God gave him. So this is one of the promise that God has given us.
我那时候只有一个想法，我想好在我43岁受洗，不是像撒拉到了八九十岁。那时候我如果八九十岁以后受洗的话，然后像撒拉那样生了小孩，我一定会被列入那个金世纪。
So I thank God that I got baptized at 43. If I got baptized like in Sarah in the Bible, age about 80 or 90 years old, then I'd be in the Guinness World Record.
怀孕到差不多25个礼拜左右，我一直以为我因为左腹部肿起来，然后我以为我自己是胃痛，我忍了很久都没有看医生。
After 25 weeks into pregnancy, on my left stomach, it seems pretty swollen, so I thought it's something to do with my stomach, so I didn't seek the doctor.
我忍痛忍了大概将近一个月的时间，忍到我去做例行的产检的时候，才告诉我的医生。
So when I had endured this pain until I couldn't endure, so I went to a formal diagnosis with the doctor.
然后在产检的时候，医生用超音波帮我照了以后，他发现腹有一个拳头这么大的一个肿瘤。
So when I went for my prenatal examination, the doctor told me that I had a tumor around the size of my fist.
那医生跟我只有告诉我们两个一句话，问说你们要不要马上回台湾？我们两个就莫名其妙问为什么要马上回台湾。
So the doctor asked us, "Do you want to go back to Taiwan?" And we were quite perplexed why he asked us why we want to go back to Taiwan.
那医生说，如果你们想要回台湾去准备事情或者是开刀，不然的话，你们留在美国的话，隔天马上就要进医院，马上做一个检查，然后可能就要立刻动手术。
If you, the reason why he asked is he wanted us to go back to Taiwan to take care of things, either that or to have the surgery back in Taiwan, or else I would have to be immediately entered into the hospital and have an operation next day.
那时候欧阳跟我都不晓得事情有多严重，而我们唯一的考虑只是如果要开刀，会不会影响到肚子里。
So we didn't realize how serious this situation is, but if I was worried that if I do undergo surgery, what would happen to the child inside my womb?
那个时候，因为我所就医的那个医院，他从来没有碰过这样子孕妇肚子里面除了胎儿之外还有肿瘤的现象，所以他们汇合了十几位不同科的医生，针对我的病例做了一个很长的会议。
And because in the hospital, they've never seen a case like mine where a pregnant woman has a tumor with the size of a fist. So all the doctors gather together to have a very long meeting in regards to what they would do with my tumor.
那在看过这个产科医师的第三天，我就在肿瘤科的医师还有其他外科医师很多个医师的会诊之下，我就进了开刀房去开刀。
So after meeting with my OBGYN, also an internal doctor, and after this long meeting, I undergone surgery.
那因为我自己从前没有生过什么大病，我也不晓得手术有什么风险。
Because I've never gone through surgery before, so I do not know the risk of having an operation.
所以呢，我就是。那时候只是我跟欧阳很庆幸说，哎，我们才刚受洗没多久，然后有着这样的一个想法，我们认为说靠着神的看护跟保守，我们进手术房一定平安无事。我就这样子被推进去开刀了。
So at that time, my husband Oh Young and I had the thought that because we had just been baptized, we had the faith that God will take care of us. So with this thought, I went into the surgery room.
在进开刀房的前一天，那时候带领我们进教会的陈信义弟兄也紧急地告诉那时候还在东岸的梁传道，请他 代为告诉全美各地所有真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹为我代祷，然后就是这样子，借着所有弟兄姐妹代祷的力量，让我在开刀房七八个小时或者时间，因为我已经被麻醉，我不晓得多久的时间，据说开刀是很长一段时间，但是我都平安度过了。
And at that time, Brother Chen, he from Elizabeth Church, notified Preacher Liang at the time, who was still at East Coast at the time, to notify the whole U.S. to have a prayer team to pray for all of us, and doing so that I could endure the 7 or 8 hours of surgery, even though at the time I had anesthesia and I was not conscious yet. He asked them to pray for us.
那开完刀切片检查证实出来，那是恶性的肿瘤。
And the diagnosis was that this was a malignant tumor.
我患的是第三期的结肠癌。
And this is a third stage of.
我是结肠癌的第三期。那听到这个消息之后，我自己本身是蛮乐观的人。我第一个想法就想，还好啊，也不是到了末期，而且是最不好的状况。
And so I, being a very positive thinker, I said, "Oh, it's not the end stage of my colon cancer, so there must be hope still."
不过欧阳大概快要崩溃了，因为我想他这是第一次面对一个就是自己最心爱的人，然后会有面临到死亡。
And my husband was very anxious at the time, to the point of collapsing, because this is his most beloved person, and she's encountering such a big trouble problem.
那时候我们周遭的亲友每一个人都在想，为什么这两个人没有信主之前都安然无事，可是为什么信了一个基督教之后突然出事了？
Some of our friends actually thought, before this couple believe in Christ, nothing happened to them. But after they believe in Christ, this disaster came up on them.
我知道那时候教会里面很多的弟兄姐妹，因为我们是新的信徒，他们都很担心我跟欧阳心会不会就此跌倒。
And I know a lot of brothers and sisters were worried that would our faith fall as a result of this matter.
但是带领我们进教会的陈弟兄，他不断的给我们支持跟鼓励。
And the brother who had brought us to church continuously gave us encouragement.
他告诉我们翻查哥林多前书。
He told us to look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章第十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
哥林多前书十章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
哥林多前书十章十二节里面所谈到的，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开出一条路，叫你们能忍受。
If you think you're standing firm, be careful, don't fall. No temptation has seized you except also provide a way out, so that you can stand up under it.
所以我们想，一点都没有错。神是信实的，也是公义的神。
Faithful and He's a just God.
并且神在圣经里面有启示过，儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
And the Bible also mentions that our promise and inheritance of God.
所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
And the womb or the children offspring, a gift from God.
所以我跟欧阳都很相信，那么既然神在这个时候赐给我们一个孩子，所以他必然不会在这个时候也夺命。
So we firmly believe that if God had given this, this blessing to us, child, then he will not take the life of the mother.
那因为有着这样的一个信念，所以在我生病的时候，我从来没有失去过信心，也从来没有愁烦过。
And because I had this firm belief, then I had no worries, and I was not anxious at all.
那个时候第一次开刀拿掉肿瘤之后呢，在开刀之前跟之后，我的身体状况都不是很好。
And after I had undergone first surgery to take away this tumor, my body was not very well adjusted to this.
我在加护病房住了大概一个礼拜左右。
I was in the intensive care for about a week.
身上插满了各式各样的管子。
I had many tubes going through my body.
后来被转到普通病房的时候，还因为不停地被打止痛药、麻醉剂，所以我完全不知道有哪些弟兄姐妹来看我。
So when I was in the intensive care there, they gave me different types of medication to stop my pain. So I was actually not conscious enough to know who hit me.
我虽然很乐观地想，我只是癌症第三期，不是到末期，但是我也不知道我自己的病有多重。
Although I was very positive about the fact that I was not at the end stage of my cancer, but I really did not realize how serious my cancer is.
我那时候只知道我的先生欧阳他变得很多愁善感，他讲了几句话就会哭了。
I realized that at the time my husband has become more saddened by this, and after saying a few phrases or words, he would start shedding tears.
他那时候放下工作，然后日日夜夜完全都没有休息，就一直在医院里面这样子陪着我，照顾我。
And he actually stopped his job at the time or work. He was at the hospital taking care of me.
我这辈子真的从来没有看过一个大男人能够流过那么多的眼泪。
I haven't seen a man in this life who has shed so many tears.
我那时候是在想，哎，是不是因为没有化妆，然后那个黄脸婆的样子被他看到了，所以他很难受就哭了。
So I thought that is it because I didn't put makeup on and he saw the way I am and so he cried because I didn't look all that great.
所以一直到有一天我从医院的窗户玻璃那边看到自己的倒影。
So one time I saw the reflection of myself of reflected through the window.
我发现镜子里面那个女人的脸真的很像一个骷髅，像一个八九十岁的老太太一样。我那时候才知道说，原来我已经病成那个模样了。
When I saw my own reflection, I saw a woman that looks as if she's 80 or 90 years old and is very gaunt, to the point that it's very fragile.
也到那个时候，我才知道来医院看我的亲友，他们看到我的时候都是在强颜欢笑。
And I realized that those relatives and friends who came to visit me, they forced smiles and they tried to be as happy as.
我想那个时候除了教会的弟兄姐妹之外，大概我们的自己的亲戚朋友没有一个人认为说我可以撑得过去。
Other than the brothers and sisters in the church, I don't think my relatives nor the friends think that I can endure this long process of recuperation.
所以那个时候拿掉那个拳头大的肿瘤之后呢，我在医院里面住了一个月的时间，然后我就出院回家。
So after I had gone through surgery and they took out a size fist tumor, and I had stayed in the hospital for about a month. I exited the hospital.
到了十一月的时候，我们决定请医生先剖腹，让我的儿子早产两个月。
So around the time in which I was going to be delivered, my doctor had cesarean.
那感谢神的保守。虽然孩子两个月早产，不过他在保险箱里面大概也待了将近一个月的时间，但是他还是很健康，很活泼。
Although it was a premature for 2 months, and the baby was in the prenatal care for about a month in the incubator, yet the baby was very healthy.
在早产小孩就是剖腹产完孩子之后呢，我的免疫力系统马上就整个下降，所以我的情况就越来越糟了。
And right after the cesarean, my whole body, the health declined. My whole body's immune system actually had gone downhill.
那个时候，不管我吃什么东西、喝什么东西，只要一入口里面，大概不到三秒钟、四秒钟，马上就又吐掉。
And so no matter what I ate or drank, it seemed that I could not digest. I would throw up or vomit whatever I had taken in.
所以因为吐出来的比吃进去的多太多，所以我的体重就一下子一直掉，然后掉到我只剩下80磅的体重。
And at that time, I had vomited more than I had taken in. So my body weight dropped all of a sudden, and I was probably 80 or 90 pounds at the time.
有几次急诊入院，然后医生又给我不停的检查之后，医生也只能告诉我们说，因为我的癌细胞扩散的太厉害，所以他们已经束手了。
And at one time I was admitted to the hospital, and the doctor says that the cancerous cell had spread too quickly.
然后那个时候因为所有的癌细胞都扩散在我整个腹腔里面，包括已经粘连在肝脏还有胰脏的那附近的。
It has spread to the cavity or the stomach around the diaphragm area to a point where they could not perform an operation on me.
所以医生私底下去跟欧阳讲说，这样的情形是没有办法开刀。那不然的话，因为你的太太还不是年纪太大，所以要不要试试看化疗
？And so the doctor recommended. That instead of surgery, that I would go. So the doctor told my husband that my age was not too advanced to take this treatment.
那所以2003年的12月份，我就开始了我第一次的化疗。
So I began my chemotherapy treatment in December of 2003.
开始化疗的时候，我也掉了大量的头发，然后那个时候也还是吐。
In the beginning stage of my treatment, my hair was falling off by chunks, and I vomited a lot.
但是感谢神，除了掉头发跟吐之外，我就没有其他的副作用。
Thank God, but other than shedding hair and vomiting, I had no other side effect.
那个时候，我们也到了在纽约一家非常有名的癌症治疗中心，Sloan Kettering， 到那边去征询。
And at that time, we went to a very famous institute for cancer in New York and to seek advice from them.
那时候 Sloan Kettering 的医生看了我的化疗报告后，他做了一个简单的结论。
And the doctor at Sloan Kettering, after looking at my report, he came up with a very simple conclusion.
他认为说，像我这样子第三期步入第四期的癌患，如果在做化疗之后能够把癌细胞缩小的话，就已经算是很好的现象了。
He says that because my stage of my cancer has entered from third stage to fourth stage, and if they could use this treatment to shrink my cancerous cell, then this is already an improvement.
那根据那个医生他的说法，他认为说，如果接受化疗，能够把生命延长半年到一年的时间，这样的病人大概占10%。
So he says, patients going through this treatment of shrinking the cancerous cells, patient can live about a year, and these type of patients are about 10%.
但是如果做了化疗之后，要完全把癌细胞缩小到都不见了。那等于是说完全治愈的话，这样的病人只有占2%。
And he also said that if I go through this treatment and shrink the cancerous cell to a point where it's no longer existing, this is only 2% of the chance.
那他在讲这些话的时候，一边看我的那个表情，他就很明显的让我感觉到说，他认为说我不可能是那个会有获得神迹的那种病人。
So as we were talking, he was looking at my expression, and it seems that he's not believing that I would have this type of miracle happening to me.
不过那时候我心里也是想说，没有关系，等我好了之后，我就是要来告诉你，因为在我们的教会里面，这样的神迹异事偏偏就是很多。
So I thought that that's okay. After I recuperated and I am fully healed, I will come back to tell him that there are a lot of miracles like this in our church.
腓立比书的第四章第六节里面有这么告诉我们。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says,
腓立比书四章第六节。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6,
腓立比书四章六节说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐 出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心。
Philippians chapter 4 verses Rejoice in the Lord all. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evidence to all. The Lord thing. But in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Peace of God which transcends all understanding. Jesus.
因为我们就是这样的做，所以在2004年的3月份，第一个疗程做完之后，报告就已经彰显出来神的应许了。
And because we had faith in God, and after the first stage of treatment, then God's miracle started to happen.
那个时候报告讲说，原先扩散在整个腹腔里面的那一些大大小小很多的癌细胞，都已经缩小到比较小的范围了。
And the first miracle is that after the treatment, the cancerous cells in my stomach cavity area has shrunk to a very minimal cell.
那么在第四个月后，就是当我开始第二个疗程的时候，所有的副作用都不见了，也不掉头发了，也不吐了。
And the second miracle is that in the second stage of my treatment, I had no side effect happening to me. I no longer shed hair.And nor do I vomit.
那不但我头发又长回来了，体重也回来了。
And my hair started to grow back, and I started gaining weight again.
那2004年的9月份，我做完第二个疗程之后，其实所有我做过的化疗，大概不到一年的时间，半年多一点，不到一年的时间，我的癌细胞全部缩小，看不到了。
In around September 2004, And at the end of the second stage of my treatment, my cancerous cells has almost diminished.
那段时间，欧阳跟我一天到晚就是都在背诵诗篇。
During that time of suffering, every day we would be reciting Psalm 23.
我每次背，每次哭。
And every time we recite this, we would cry.
以前我们一直认为说自己在碰到很多事情都是运气很好。
Before, when we encounter good things coming to us, we thought that we're very fortunate people.
那一直直到我们自己碰到了生命中这样的一个重大的事故，我们才晓得根本没有所谓的运气。
After encountering such a big event in our family, then we realize there's no such thing as luck.
其实我们所有的福分都是来自神的应许跟他的恩赐。
Actually, all the blessings come from God's mercy.And grace.
那这一场病呢，就是神给我们一个很好的教训。
And this illness I had was a great teaching from God.
在诗篇145章17
In Psalm 145, verse 17.
诗篇145章七节
In Psalm 145, verse 17 says.
诗篇145章17节里面也说，神在他一切所行的无公义。在他一切所做的都有慈爱，凡求告神的，就是诚心求告他的，神便与他们相近。敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听从他们的呼求者。
Psalm 145 verses 17 through 19. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fills the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cry and saves them.
我觉得这一场病也没有让我们全家人丧失意志，只有让我们心里头更。
This illness of mine has not caused the whole family to lose faith and determination. We have even more. We have a thanksgiving heart instead.
在还没有亲近主之前，我们都是很骄傲的人。
Before we came near to Christ, we are all very boastful people.
那时候我们来慕道的时候。欧阳跟我们一直认为说我们已经够富足，我们什么都不缺。
At the time when we first came to Truth Seek, we felt that we had everything and we did not lack anything.
我们认为自己是在完全不缺的状况之下来到神的面前来受洗。
And we felt that we had come to God without lacking anything, and we were baptized with this type of attitude.
但当时我们受到神的这样给予的一个考验之后，我们才知道自己以前。
So after going through this trial and tribulation, then we realize that we are so ignorant.
就好像今天早上我们在查考约伯记的时候，也学到约伯记的36章第8节跟第9节的。
Just as we had talked about in the morning sermon in Job chapter 8 and
9. 约伯记第三十六章八节到九节。
Job chapter 36.
他们被锁链捆住，被苦难的绳索缠住，他就把他们的作为和过犯指示他们，叫他们知道有骄傲的行动。
6. But if men are bound in chains and held fast by cords of affliction, he tells them that they have done what they have sinned arrogantly.
神让我们从这一场生病的责难跟考验里面，让我们了解到，其实他赐给我们生命的果实有多么的美。
God wants our family to learn that after going through this affliction and the suffering, that it is so wonderful that he, the fruit of which we bear after the suffering.
他让我们知道说，在我们每天早上睁开眼睛醒过来的时候，就能够感谢神，感谢神让我们能够见到阳光，能够开始一个美好的日子。
He allows us to be very thankful every morning when we wake up to see the sun and to have air to breathe.
那我每天早上醒过来的时候，发现自己活着真好。而在入睡的时候，也同样心怀感激，认为说我就这样平安的过了一天，多美好。
And also help us to be very thankful that before we had gone through a peaceful day, how wonderful this is.
我也十分感谢主这样一个美好的安排。
I also thank God for such a wonderful arrangement.
以前我跟欧阳都不懂事，我们经常夫妻也是常常吵吵闹闹。
At that time, before believing in Christ, I was not very good in nature, and I had arguments with my husband.
那欧阳他听到之后呢，也信主之后，他真的很像圣经里面讲的，像一个回头的浪子。
After believing in Christ, my husband Oh Young is like a prodigal son.
他成了一个很好的丈夫。
He became a wonderful husband.
我有时候常常想，只有我自己听到的时间跟本事还不够。
And sometimes I think that I did not have enough sermons.
其实很多地方我自己还很幼稚。
And there are a lot of times I am ignorant about.
那我有时候会跟他讲说，好了好了，我尽量让你到城门口去跟人家聊天。
It seems as I'm letting him to go chat with other people.
但是事实上，我跟圣经里面所讲那个贤德的妇人实在差太远了。
But it seems like I am far from the ideal woman that's described in the Bible.
所以这好像他在城门口跟人家聊天聊一半，我就跟他讲说，哎，赶快回家了。
It's as if he is having a wonderful conversation at the gate with fellow people, and halfway I call him back to come back home.
我很感谢主能够赐给我一个不离不弃的好丈夫。
I thank God for giving me such a wonderful husband.
尤其在我生病无助的时候，他能够全意的照顾我。
Especially when I was very ill, he was right next to me to take care of me.
然后我还有很乖巧的女儿，还有很关心我的家人，还有教会里面的弟兄姐都给我们全家很大的支持。
And I had her, and all the cares of the brothers and sisters in the church.
说能够到全美，或者是将来有机会回台湾的时候，到真耶去彰显神的恩典。
One of the hopes for around the churches in the U.S. to magnify God's glory and bear His testimony.
我们也希望能够同时鼓励那一些不管是灵里或者是肉体上比较虚弱的。
To encourage those brothers, especially or physically.
因为我们的主是大有恩慈的主。
Because our Lord is full of compassion.
那我们相信只要全心全意的信靠他，我们。
And if we devote ourselves to him wholeheartedly, then we will be saved.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归给天上的。
Praise be unto our Lord Jesus in heaven. Amen.
我们感谢陈姐妹给我们带来这个美好的见证。
We thank God that Sister.
我想作为一个基督徒的我们
I think as a status of Christians
跟一般的人是没有两样的 No, we're not different.
We're not different from others.
一般世人所遭遇的患难我们都会遭遇到
We will encounter all the tribulations or afflictions that we encounter.
我们最近读约伯记。
The Bible reading schedule is Job.
约伯记的第五章第七节里面这么讲。
In chapter 7 records.
第五章第七节，人生在世，必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
In Job chapter 5 verse 7 says, yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward.
我们今天早上从圣经学习里面我们也知道耶稣曾经讲过我们在世上有苦难。
And from this morning's sermon, we learn that Jesus' world we will have trouble.
我们在主内有平安。
Yet we have peace in the Lord.
那么这个平安跟世人所谓的平安是不一样的。
And this peace referred by Jesus is different than the peace in this world.
那么这是一个属灵的灵里的平安。
And this is a peace of a spiritual kind of peace.
所以我们听到这个见证以后使我们再一次的思考一个很重要的问题。
This testimony, we once again reflect on a question.
那么我为什么会遭遇到这样的苦难？
Why do we undergo such affliction?
我从这里面学习到什么
？What have I learned from my sufferings？
主耶稣要我为他做什么
？What does Jesus want us to do for him？
我碰见这样子的状况的时候，我是不是也像一般的人一样要发出怨言
？I had gone through the same type of affliction. Would I utter complaints？
是不是我们也要像？约伯的妻子一样
Would we become like the wife of Job?
你仍然持守你的纯正吗
Keep on being righteous?
你弃掉神死了吧
Well, why don't you just
在约伯记的二章九节里面
Why don't you just forsake God and die?
所以当患难临到我们的时候
So when suffering comes
我们不可失去对神的信心
We cannot lose our faith in God.
不信神的人会嘲笑我们。
Those Gentiles and those will laugh at us.
就像陈姐妹所做的见证一样。
Chance testimony.
啊，怎么信了耶稣以后啊，就得了这种不治之症
？And her friends and relatives thought that after believing Christ, she had come down with such an ill disease.
你们的神在哪里呢
？Where's your God?
神不是很慈爱的吗？
Isn't God a loving God?
啊，怎么你信了耶稣以后就会发生这种事情
？Why is it after you believe in Christ something like this happened to you?
但是我们知道
，But we know，
我们所领受的爱，不是人世间所能够得到的。
The love that we receive from God cannot compare to that of the love of this world.
因为所得到的，不是属肉体的，是属灵的，是属永远的。
Because of what we have。It does not belong to this world. It belongs to the spiritual realm.
所以诗篇六十三篇这么讲。
So in Psalm 63 says.
诗篇六十三篇的第一节这么讲。
Psalm 63 verse 1 says.
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心仰慕你。第二节。
Verse 2.
我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，我要见你的能力和你的荣耀。第三节
Verse 3,
因你的慈爱比生命更好我的嘴唇要颂赞你我还活的时候要这样称颂你我要奉你的名举手第五到第六节
5,
我在床上纪念你在夜更的时候思想你我的心就像饱足了午水肥油我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你
You are my God earnestly I seek you My soul thirsts for you My body longs for you Land Where there is no water, verse 2, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. 3, because you're lover than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will...
我们得到肉体上祝福的时候很容易称赞神，很容易感谢神。
When we're blessed materially, it's easy for us to thank God.
可是我们在肉体上遭受患难的时候，我们还能够保持对神这样的信心吗
？So while we still held fast to our faith, if we go through affliction in our flesh,
就像约伯一样。
Just like Job.
神把他拥有的一切都拿走了。
God took away everything of Job's.
你如果说钱财是身外物，没有就没有了。我有能力，我可以再去赚更多的。
We can say that our wealth is something that is outside our body. If we lose it, then we have healthy body, we can earn it back again.
神把他的骨肉也拿走了。
Yet God took away his health as well.
把他的骨肉，把他的
his flesh.
把他的子女都拿走。
Oh, God took away his children too.
更使他全身都长满了疮。
And God has caused him to have sores all over Job's body.
这个时候，我还能够信得下去吗
？At this point, can I still hold fast to our faith?
所以我们看到神的慈爱，神的怜悯。
See God's mercy and God's compassion.
所以我们要从这些事情上面做进一步的来思考。
So we need to reflect and ponder on this matter.
我们不要忘记从神那边所领受的恩典。
Let us not forget the blessings that we have received from God.
所以诗篇103篇里面也这么说。
So in Psalm 103 also says,
第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂主；凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。第二节
，Verse two，
我的心啊，你要称颂主，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。第四节
，Four，
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。第五节
，Verse five，
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如影返老还童。
Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
第三节里面提到说他赦免你的一切罪孽。
Verse that,God forgives all our sins.
第四节也说，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Verse four says, "Who redeems you your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion."
这才是我们信耶稣最重要的，也是最终的目的。
And this is actually the main goal and the end goal of as a Christian.
我们肉体上的疾病，不论神医治与否
，whether God heals our sickness or not，
我们对神的盼望，我们对永生的盼望，是不可以因此而受到影响。
We should not be moved of our hope of this eternal life.
因为基督徒所眷顾的，是那所看不见的。
Hope for what is unseen.
我们的肉体得到神的医治，当然是很感谢神。
We thank God that God heals us of our diseases.
神赐给我们每天这一口气，我们要很感谢他。
We thank God for every breath we take.Every day.
但是很重要的，我们不可以白占地图。
But what's more important is that we should not take all these for granted.
我们需要把从神那边领受的恩典，进一步的跟别人来分享，跟别人来做见证。
We should share with everyone the goodness and the things that God has done for us.
耶稣来到世界上传福音的时候，并不是单单解决人肉体的问题。
When Jesus came to this earth, he did not just take care of the fleshly things of humans.
耶稣要把人带到那个永生的国度里面去。
Jesus wants to bring everyone to a spiritual, heavenly kingdom.
这才是基督徒在信仰上最重要的目的。
So this is the most important goal we have as Christians.
一切荣耀颂赞都归天上的父神。
All the praises and glory be unto our heavenly Father.
请唱诗九十六首。
Let us sing him 96.
九十六首，中文哈，请第一节再多唱一次。